This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Manifestation Therapy, your trusted source for wisdom on the universal principles and the transformative magic integrating manifestation with the people that you support. I'm your host, Judy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this enlightening journey with you. In every episode, we'll unravel the timeless secrets of the universe, explore the art of conscious creation, and dive deep into manifestation therapy's incredible potential. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or just starting your quest for a more abundant and fulfilling life for yourself and your clients, this podcast will support your growth, inspiration, and empowerment. So let's ignite the power within, align our thoughts with the energy we desire, and be our best potential. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy's podcast. Hello, hello. My name is Judy, and this is the Manifestation Therapy podcast. And today I'm going to review the law of relativity. This is an amazing universal principle. It states that everything is relative and exists in comparison to something else. So this is important in manifestation therapy because comparison can lead to empathy, understanding of ourselves, and compassion for ourselves and others. It actually helps us find gratitude in the understanding that someone else always has less or that there's worse situations than where we are. The law of relativity, everything is relative and exists in comparison to something else. Remember that. It can offer fascinating explorations on how our perceptions and beliefs shape our reality. So if everything is relative and exists in comparison to something else, then we know that we have the possibility of shifting into where we want to be. Within the process of manifestation therapy, there is a powerful role in shaping our thoughts, beliefs, and reality with energy by influencing our perception of a situation or outcome relative to other experiences or reference points. Meaning, what we perceive as positive or negative, achievable or challenging, is influenced by our past experiences or by the circumstances and current beliefs. So we may unconsciously compare our desired outcomes to our past failures or successes. This shapes the beliefs and the feasibility of actually manifesting goals, making the energy to reach our goals sustainable or more difficult to grasp, depending on if we're being negative or positive. Because there's always the times where we are envious or jealous and wish we had what others have. Comparing ourselves to others, he has a better car, she has a better job, I want that house. They had a better upbringing, so they have more opportunity than I do. It's impossible for me. I've heard all of this in my sessions with clients. We significantly impact our own success, though, by influencing ourselves with this comparison that really has no business in our belief system of possibility and capability of ourselves. We all have the opportunity, the possibility. Our mindset does not need to depend on the behavior of another. Remember that. I'm going to repeat it. Our mindset does not need to depend on the behavior or opinion of another. When we set our own goals with respect to the law of relativity, we should be able to perceive them as achievable based on a relative scale of our own failures and successes. Knowing that we can achieve something small sets in motion a belief system of achieving something grander. Using therapeutic interventions with clients in manifestation therapy supports the buildup of goal setting with realism and personal context of the law of relativity. Perspective can always be shifted to influence possibility. Perspective can always be shifted to influence possibility. Challenges can become opportunity for growth rather than roads to failure. The law of relativity emphasizes that a change in perspective can influence how challenges are perceived. Cognitive reconstructuring involves helping individuals view challenges as opportunities for growth rather than insurmountable obstacles. With manifestation therapy, we can assist in reframing the way individuals interpret setbacks, encourage others to see challenges as part of a larger relative process of personal development. The one that says, I can't do it, I've proven it in the past. Well, how come others can do it? I had switched from a job I loved to a job I wasn't overly thrilled about, but the new job made sense. I was closer to home, and I was actually newly pregnant, and I was like almost falling asleep driving home. It was an hour commute, and I was exhausted. I was also 38 when I had my first. This new job, it paid way more, it had better benefits, it was in an organization I thought highly of, but I did learn pretty fast that it wasn't where my passion was, and it wasn't anything that I had hoped or seen myself doing. Rather than being in a therapeutic role, I was in a disciplinarian role, and it was definitely not my strength. I'm not really great at that. Anyway, when I had my daughter early, a couple months after getting the position, I discovered that the oh-so-seemingly good job that I had with benefits and had also zero support for my horrible situation. I had my daughter 4 months early, and she was in the NICU for a very long time, and they were wanting me to give up my maternity leave early when she was still struggling to live. So I had to fight them through the union. I didn't actually win, although I did win in my own way. But during that time, I also realized that I was dreading returning to that job. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to go. And after fighting for so long, they didn't really want me back either. So they ended up transferring my position to one that didn't pay as much in benefits or wages, and that I'd liked even less. They found loopholes and did it despite the laws in Canada regarding having a position to return to that was the similar or same in maternity leave. So rather than say okay to the position that I was dreading even more, I compared it to the opportunity to return to get more education, more work as a casual position where I could actually set my own hours and have more time with my growing daughter. It was pretty frightening, but also very exciting, and it was also perfect. So although I wouldn't have the benefits, I'd still have almost more pay, more time, and that freedom. So that position and my additional schooling actually led me back into the job I have now that I love, only this time with a different organization where I'm paid even more, I receive even better benefits, and have more freedom. The universe brought me an even better opportunity by trusting the process and the challenges that I faced. So we can use the law of relativity to also look at situations where individuals shift their perception and their paths from negative to positive with opportunity to build on the belief and possibility and increase positive perceptions in our clients. In that story that I just told, I trusted the universe and I compared myself to what I wanted to be, and it took care of me. Telling social stories of individuals that shift perspective and disclosing our own successes and having individuals go over their own stories of successes can be beneficial when using the law of relativity and manifestation therapy. Disclosing our own social stories, it depends on if we're doing it for our own, oh, I'm connecting with you, or if we're doing it from a place of this is going to help the client. It should always be about the one we're working with. You do not have to disclose abuse or details about your personal situations in order to boost the belief system that the law of relativity represents. Simply talk about the doors closing and opening in light of acceptance, or of people who struggled through lack growing up only to find abundance in their adulthood. A big example is Wayne Dwyer. He grew up in the foster care system, and he always looked forward to what he wanted and where he wanted to be. And he was an amazing man. Cognitive restructuring is crucial within the process of manifestation therapy. Identifying and challenging negative thought patterns to replace them with positive and empowering beliefs with a base of the law of relativity can support mindset shift, and that's what we all want. The law of relativity suggests that our beliefs and perceptions are relative to our past experiences. Cognitive reconstructuring begins with identifying limiting beliefs that may be hindering the manifestation process. We can help individuals explore their thought patterns and recognize where they may be holding beliefs that are relative to past setbacks or challenges. Cognitive distortions, such as overgeneralization or catastrophic thinking, can be influenced by the law of relativity. Individuals may compare their current situation to past negative experiences, leading to distorted beliefs about their ability to manifest positive outcomes to reach their goals. Cognitive reconstructuring involves challenging and reframing these distortions to create a more balanced and realistic perspective. It is hard to whine about not having a bigger television or the latest gaming system when you experience people living in a third world country, living in a shanty without water or electricity, yet still being happy. After a study trip I took in 2011 to El Salvador, I have never viewed having the same way. Happiness is not about abundance of stuff. It's about abundance of connection. Reframing what we have relative to what others have can support cognitive reconstructuring with the law of relativity. Positive affirmations are a key component of cognitive reconstructuring. I'm going to talk more about them after, but when aligned with the law of relativity, positive affirmations provide individuals with alternatives. Maybe it empowers referencing who we are and where we want to be. Manifestation therapists can guide individuals in creating positive affirmations that counteract negative beliefs and help shift perspective towards more optimistic and achievable outcomes. I love positive affirmations and often do exercises with my clients to have them come up with their own. There are a few key positive affirmations that are important, or a few keys in making them, but the main one I'll mention is that it's important that they be true. Making a positive affirmation true and believed means it's going to resonate deeper when it's used. It will have the intention behind it when we believe the words. So instead of saying, "I attract success every day," make it more believable with, "I am learning to attract success everywhere." It will grow into the initial intention with patience. The law of relativity is important in the universal principles in manifestation therapy for restructuring the way we think, feel, and what we do. Comparison can support our mindset shifting and ability to succeed. So let's look at some more practical techniques to cultivate the abundance mindset in a way that aligns with your best potential by understanding the law of relativity. The implications of this seemingly simple universal principle open the door of manifesting our dreams and creating the reality we desire. The law of relativity offers us the opportunity to shift perspectives, transform challenges into learning and growth, and find gratitude rather than feeling of lack. There are reflective exercises to deepen understanding of manifestation therapy and the law of relativity that will empower and create potential. So, we've talked about how manifestation therapy is a modality that encompasses the universal principles in a supportive practice. By using steps of manifestation therapy in understanding the universal principles, people can explore connections between the energy of thoughts, beliefs, emotions, behaviors, and goals. Practical techniques for gratitude can cultivate an attitude of comparing what we have, what we are blessed with, and understanding our own present abundance versus where we have been, even if it is a small appreciations. Understanding that others may not have as much as we do, or being in positive energetically in feeling, health, abundance, or alignment. And it can be small. Lately, there seems to be so many people that are struggling with bills, rising costs of living, lack of employment, and people are scared about how they're going to feed their families. I'm constantly reminded of this when I see requests for support or advice online in social media. I have a mom's group on Facebook that I help run, and it constantly reminds me of how truly blessed I am. My partner and I, we both have jobs that we pretty much enjoy. They pay pretty good, and I'm nowhere near the paycheck to paycheck life that I used to have. I know that I've manifested this life and the potential that I'm going to grow in more abundance that I have these days. And I'm always aware of how blessed I am relative to where I was and where others may be. And that includes emotionally. I was just thinking this morning during my meditation of how I was once filled with depression and grief. I had lost like 8 people in my life. And these days I'm so filled with gratitude. I'm so excited with my life every morning. Another technique that can be considered with the law of relativity is visualization. It's a powerful tool in all manifestation therapy, but through the power of imagination and visualizing what is desired in vivid detail, the energy that we have connects with how it would feel in our bodies, and emotionally it enhances the positive reinforcement that we can connect to prosperity and the abundance that we seek. We can find potential in the visuals of what we can imagine having versus the current place we are. That's why all the meditations out there ask you to feel where you're going rather than where you are. So again, affirmations are another technique, and language that they use brings us the power of the positivity through words. Through positive affirmations, repeating, we release doubts and uncertainty. We reprogram our subconscious minds. I am blessed with where I am and where I am going. That's a perfect one. Practicing mindfulness to cultivate awareness of the present moment and detaching worries from the future or regrets from the past, it supports manifestation of our potential reality through the law of relativity. By immersing ourselves in experiences that are positive and bring joy, passion, and hope, we shift from where we were into where we can be. This sense of presence, of being where we want to be in the moment, draws us closer into pursuing and achieving goals. And it doesn't have to be going to Disneyland or going on a huge vacation to feel that passion. It can be doing something simple that you enjoy throughout the day. Through these practical techniques, we learn to release our limiting beliefs. We can identify and challenge the imprinted messages that we have previously held about abundance and how these kept us in a place of lack, how they affected our sense of worthiness. By teaching others to use affirmations and positive self-talk that reflect positive values and potentials, we can support the people that we work with to release negativity that are holding them back. Manifestation therapy is big on setting clear goals that align with individuals' values and potential visions for abundance. We work with our clients to set manageable goals and motivate each to take consistent actions towards their potential. Teaching people how to trust in the process and remain open to opportunities that align with intention and desires. Encouraging connections to supportive, positive influences, which may be in the form of partners, friendships, or it could be books, podcasts, online communities, shows that help people understand the connection of positive feelings through inspiration, motivation, authenticity. These cultivate the desired reality in a way relative to the negative toxic environments that they may have experienced with drama or the negative news or exposure to individuals and experiences that drain energy and dampen spirits. I never watch the news. I get my news from my partner who is completely connected with Joe Rogan or watching CNN, the horrible news that happens in the world. However, I try to constantly redirect him into what do we have that we have to be grateful for. It's working. He's starting to shift. But I never watch the news. I find it very toxic. And I've had to end a lot of relationships in my life that didn't bring me joy and that were constantly full of negativity or drama. However, I do send all those people love. The mindset that we support in ourselves and others through practice of generosity, celebrating successes of not only ourselves but others, as well as sharing resources and experiences, embracing opportunities that provide ways to give back to the community or contribute to causes that align with values is so important. And sharing antidotes or success stories that shift into positivity become the reality. So the takeaway from all that in using the law of relativity in the practice of manifestation therapy is that people can be empowered through this universal principle. By setting clear goals in whatever area of life they have the desire to manifest potential, whether it's career advancement, relationships, health, personal goals, wealth, abundance, it is so important that we support those we work with in finding clarity in what is desired. Clarity and understanding where they are in regards to reaching these goals and where they may have been historically. Visualizing, whether it's through meditations, symbols, colors, images, vision boards, or other visual representations, can help in practicing daily visualizations to imagine, feel, and experience the relative potential of reaching goals versus the current place we are. Sometimes I'll ask people if there's an object or an animal or a symbol that represents their goal, and maybe for them to find a screenshot of it for their phone or carry an object that represents it. This experience of fulfillment in detail will support the opportunities and synchronicities that are unavoidable. Plus, every time they hold the object or look at the symbol or the image, they will remember their goal and how it feels. We can take inspired action and emphasize the importance of being consistent, allowing inspiration, and taking inspired action towards our goals. It is important that you identify small steps that can take to move simply and consistently closer to the desired goal and outcome. This creates hope, builds motivation, and increases potential possibility and success. Remember, the power of gratitude cannot be minimized. Cultivating daily gratitude practices, incorporating it directly into sessions with clients, helps to focus on the blessings and abundance that are already present in our lives. And this attracts more of the same. Gratitude supports us in being open and flexible to allow unexpected opportunities and better paths that may come compared to what was originally envisioned. Trust the process. Release resistance to how something is happening, to the way we want it to be, to what we want, and remove attachment to what is, what was, and what will be. By releasing this attachment and releasing the imprinted beliefs we have been given and maintained, we can open the door to our manifestation efforts and to success. Journaling, artwork, music, meditation, physical exercise, or energy can heal our imprinted beliefs and those barriers that have prevented forward potential in manifesting what goals are. Having faith by understanding manifestations have already had successes supports the law of relativity through times of setbacks or delays. It allows the celebration of progress and encourages this acknowledgement or appreciation to create the life desired. So, as we come to the end of this episode, let's reflect on the main points I've explored. We've journeyed into the realm of manifestation therapy and the law of relativity, discussing profound principles that hold the potential to transform lives. This podcast, I hope, has helped in understanding the power and energy behind thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and the realization all experiences are relative and subjective. Again, everything is energy. I hope I've supported some valuable insights into how we can shape our reality and manifest our deepest desires, and how we can support others to do the same. At the heart of manifestation therapy and the law of relativity lies the importance of harnessing our inner power and aligning with universal energy. By tapping into the reservoir of creativity within ourselves and recognizing our interconnectedness with the universe, with the divine one, with the source, with God, whatever you want to call it, we unlock the limitless potential to create the life we truly desire. As I close this episode, I encourage each of you to continue exploring the law of relativity in your own life. Take the actionable steps we've discussed today and integrate them into your daily practices with clients through manifestation therapy and with yourself. Cultivate a mindset of abundance, gratitude, and presence, and trust in the process of manifestation. Remember, you have the power to co-create your reality and manifest your dreams. Embrace the journey with an open heart and a willingness to grow. And as you embark on this path of self-discovery and empowerment, you may find joy, fulfillment, and abundance in every moment.
Thank you for joining us on this transformative journey. And until next time, keep shining your light and manifesting your greatness. Be your best potential. Take care and stay blessed. Don't forget to like, share, and check out www.manifestationtherapy.com today.